Welcome to the Honor It All podcast. I'm Honor Garrett, your host, and we're here to honor all that is good in the world. Each podcast, I interview top professionals around the globe who are making a difference, impacting lives, and creating positive change. Today, we have Lalita Walker of Walker & Walker Enterprises. Lalita is a certified life and executive coach. She's a TEDx speaker, an author, a podcast host, retreat coordinator, and the change champion for you. What? With her college education in engineering and her master's in business administration and nearly 25 years experience, Lalita uses all of her vast knowledge to uniquely guide others through change and equips them to cultivate success in their lives. But what I think makes Lalita so amazing is her unique gift in making everyone she meets feel valued and capable of great things. I am so honored to have you here today with me, Lalita, as part of the Honor It All podcast. Welcome. How are you?
Oh my goodness. How do you not even say thank you after that amazing welcome? So thank you so much. And thanks for even having me on. I think just the title and the fact that it's all about honor, one, that's your name, but it's all about honoring, respecting, and helping people drive to a better sense of themselves. Listen, I am all over it. So I'm so excited to have this conversation today.
Well, great. Well, I'll tell our audience how I met you, or I actually was drawn to you because I saw you on Clubhouse and you kept popping up in every room that I was in, but you were there as a leader, but not just a leader on stage, but somebody that commanded respect, but was giving so much value to everyone. It was just so inspiring. So I said, I've got to meet this lady.
I love it.
So I reached out. So let me know, or let our listeners know, you know, a little bit about your background and how did you transition from an engineer in corporate world to being a coach and helping people with their lives?
You know what? That is so funny. I get asked this question all the time. And really, if you really think about it, I love to say it like this. It's not really that far of a stretch. And let me tell you why. Engineers are very process driven. And in my mind, I help you operate differently. So my undergraduate degree is in industrial engineering. So it's all about continuous improvement in space and transformation is all about industrial engineering. Then when you couple on top of that, my MBA, you get more business and really the inclusivity of it all. And while I was in corporate, I had an opportunity to be a people manager for several years, many, many years. So I've had the opportunity to see coaching in action. And when I ask people about my strengths, what they tell me is that, Lalita, what you were able to do is really pull the greatness out of me and help propel me to another level. It wasn't all about you and keeping me inside of this space to help you. It was all about you seeing me grow. And now when you put all of that together, that's exactly what I do. Walker & Walker Enterprises is all about helping you to pull the greatness that is inside of you that you have yet to see, right? Because I can see it. That's a gift. To pull it out of you and then help you propel differently, more intently, so that you embrace where you are, you act in your strengths, and then you thrive in the greatness that God has put you on this earth to be. Absolutely.
That is amazing. I never even thought about it that way, because you don't always think of engineers having that personal touch, but you have the gift of all of it. And as a health, life, and mindset coach, I love helping people navigate their journey, but clarity is most often the stumbling block for everyone. How do you help people get clear? Did you ever have to get clear?
Yes, yes, yes. All of us have to get clear. So it's so funny that you say that, because this is something, my equation for success is that clarity plus confidence equals the commitment of how you show up. So I'm gonna say it again. The clarity plus your confidence equals the commitment of how you show up every single day. And for me, that clarity is really getting aligned and clear and in focus what you want. You know, what is it that you want? What do you desire? And let's get that in focus, because when that's in focus, then everything else becomes distractions. So how do you do it? Have I gone through change? Absolutely. That's why I'm able to navigate people through change so well, right? That's why you do, because you've been through some change, right? So it's when I wrote my first book, The Intersection of You and Change, let me tell you how that came about. Literally expressing. I was in the midst of so much change. I was in the midst of a divorce, or recently finished my divorce. My father had not too long passed away. I had a young son. It just was so much going on at once, right? I was working in a company, but I was still trying to just kind of feel it all. And what's interesting about that piece right there is that that's a lot of change. And I literally started writing, and it entered into a book. It's 17 stops to help you to journey into your renewed you. So whether you're at Journey Junction or Clarity cul-de-sac, right? It's all in the spirit of Lolita. What is on your mind? Dumping out what's on your mind right now. And now not only dumping it, but having exercises that'll help people walk through it, because that's how I got through. Absolutely.
Wow. And do you think that's a benefit, really? Or would you encourage people, write your feelings down? Because I feel like so often, do we even really know what we want? Is what I want really what I want, or is it what my spouse wants? Is it what my parents want for me? Is it what my kids want? And I know for me, being married for 28 years, having four kids, moving 13 times in 26 years, that I lost sense of who I really was and what I really wanted. What do you tell that person?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So juicy. I love this. Okay. The first thing I would say is to give yourself grace. That's the first thing. Give yourself permission to pause, because as busy women like we are, as power A-type personalities as we are to get things done, we're born nourishing others. That's just what we do. We nourish others, and we rarely get that same energy and time and resource and money, all of that back to ourselves. But why not? Because we feel guilty, right? Because we feel overwhelmed, because there's this sense of this is what I should be doing, because societal norms have told us that, or our generational stigmas are on top of us, or we're in our own head. Whatever the case is of that thing, the first thing is giving yourself permission to pause. So that's the first, okay? The first is that. The second piece I'll say is, it's okay to not know exactly where you wanna go. But you need to have an inkling that where I'm standing could be complacency. Therefore, I want something different. Therefore, I'm ready to explore. I'm willing to explore something different. And when that comes, now your blessings start to open up, because you come ready, you come willing, you come able already. It's what I call AWA. So you have your ability. Now you have your willingness to explore, your willingness to do this work. And now you take action. So the first is the power of the pause and gifting yourself permission. The second is your willingness to explore and to say, right now, I know that I'm standing in complacency, and say it aloud. I know that there is something that is more for me. I know that God has gifted me permission to explore and to leave footprints on this earth, leave breadcrumbs for other people. And I might not be doing it right now, but gosh darn it, I know that's there. That's the second step, is to admit, right? The next is to embrace where you are. And that's why I said embrace earlier. Embrace doesn't mean that you have to love it and accept it and say, I love it. Oh my gosh, I'm just taking it all. No, no. It means accept the right now, which is what we just talked about. I want you to act in your strengths. So that's first finding out what they are. What are your strengths, right?
Right.
Don't know, ask somebody, ask three different people. Hey, what's one strength that you think I have? Without a shadow of a doubt, what's one strength you would say I have? And you know what? As a matter of fact, tell me how you've seen that in me. So now you're starting to get the perspective of how other people see your strengths. Why is that important? Because that becomes your realization of how you're showing up. That's why we ask people for strengths, not what our faults are yet.
Right.
Feedback is a gift, but what we want is our strengths right now. And you want to know why. So let me give you an example. What's one of your core strengths, Honor, that you know for sure without a shadow of a doubt that you have?
I am a great encourager.
Okay. Now tell me more. Give me an example of how you encourage. So why would you say that?
Well, I think I'm just able to see other people and the gifts that they have. So I can notice when someone else is really struggling and, or they have no self-awareness of how amazing they are. And so I'm one of those people that will hold space and encourage them and try to draw out what they, what I know that they're meant for. I think it's a whole process that I had to go through. Yeah. Because I felt like I'm a good Christian girl. I need to be thankful and humble and grateful for what I have. And I'm absolutely that, but that doesn't mean I don't want more. And so my gift and my desire is to bring that out in other women.
Oh, I love it. So look at this. So you would take that one, mm-hmm. as two more people, maybe your spouse for one, and then maybe a coworker or a client for another one. Okay, so now you have three with examples. Now imagine this. I am an encourager because I take the greatness that's in others and I help them see it. Mm-hmm. I pour into them and encourage them to be even bigger, better, and bolder than they are today. I am Honor J. Garrett.
I like that.
That's what you just told me, right? Sometimes we need to be reminded of our strengths, because here's the next thing I'll ask you, and you don't have to answer because I already know the answer, is imagine when you say, I am an encourager because of the examples that you just gave me. You pull that together and then I say this to you. Are you that same encourager for you?
Hmm.
Right?
That's deep. Yes.
How are we leveraging our strengths to pour back into us? How are we encouraging, in this case, encouraging yourself to go out and follow the dreams, because you know that there's more for you?
Absolutely.
Even when people have the best life in the world, it doesn't mean that there's not more. Of course there is, because you're already impacting where you are. So let's think bigger, right?
Right. I think we all think so. We tend to think small because we're happy, grateful people. And we think, well, I'm just so grateful. This is awesome. But if we knew what God had for us and how big it could be, and it honestly, I just did something today, a segment today about, it starts with loving yourself, right? And self-care. How did you do that journey of self-care for yourself?
Yeah. So I close my eyes because I firmly believe that we each have what I call a be-free space. We each have this place where we feel our most free. My be-free space is around water and trees, absolutely, and gospel music. But if I'm around water and trees, or if I'm listening into gospel music, instantly there's a calm. Instantly, I can be my most creative self. Instantly, I can take a breath. Like, so your be free space is that space where you're able to literally go, and there's no judgment around it. So where would that be for you? I know you're doing an interview and I'm like, where would that be?
Wait, you're coaching me. I would say definitely the beach. Or honestly, just being in a comfortable, quiet space by myself. I or the yoga studio.
So, ooh, I love
different
that.
Places.
So the thing is, it's for your listeners too, so they could be doing this juicy exercise as well, is when you're inside of that space and you're feeling that calm, when I feel that there's chaos going around, I take a deep breath, I close my eyes, and I imagine myself sitting right there in that space. The secondary thing that I do, because it's all about, for me, getting inside of what I call that be free space. So I can't get to the beach every single time I want to. I would love to be in Jamaica sipping a Mai Tai right now, right? But because I'm not there, another thing I do is play spa radio on Pandora, or bring that into me about the waves. Is it the waves? Is it the peace and serenity? Is it the birds? Like, what a place is it that puts you there? And now, how can you get a piece of that place when you need it? That's the key. That's the key.
That's so great.
How did I begin to be in this space of clarity is I allowed myself permission to pause. I determine where my be free space is, and I gift myself a piece of that daily. Absolutely. When I was at my lowest honor, my lowest point in my life, I was on the floor crying. I remember I was in a fetal position. I remember crying so uncontrollably in a fetal position in my son's room, crying. He wasn't there. And I remember all of a sudden just saying, thank you, God, for these tears that I'm crying. It just all of this gratitude and thanks. Just, and I tell you, I've never felt it again. But there was this blanket of calm that was placed over me. I felt this whole, it just covered me. Just this calm. And in that, I went down and I wrote what I call the Be Free Creed. Right away, wow. Just wrote it. And I say it daily. It made it to stop three in my book. I say it daily. I in my rooms on Clubhouse with it because it is so powerful to me.
Wow. I love that. Wait, so can you say it?
Oh, yeah, I'll say it. It's super short. So it's in the acronym of Be Free, B-E-F-R-E-E. So I'm going to close my eyes as I say it. It is believing your strengths. And open your mind to now explore. Expect moments to have meaning, which will propel you to soar. Face your fears head on, yet hold them at bay. Then release what is not progressing you on today. Experience the unexpected, which you would normally let pass by, and then embrace the renewed you who is now free to fly. Be free. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. I end that with, I am Lolita Emmanuel Walker, because I believe in the power of stating your name. But yeah.
That is powerful. Beautiful as well.
Thank you.
Well, I would suggest anyone listening to this, write that creed down and make it your own if you want to make it your own. But until you have something, that is just so beautiful and powerful.
Thank you.
I think about some of these women who might be listening today. And I mean, I know I've had my share of limiting beliefs and self-doubt and value. How did you get yourself out of that place if you ever were in that place?
Well, yeah, I think we've all been there. And if we tell ourselves we haven't, we're not being truthful with ourselves. Limiting beliefs come every day, right? Every single day. And I still have them. The realization is the mindset of knowing that I'm standing right here. I'm standing right here, which means that I've been there in some type of way before. So whatever my limiting beliefs are telling me, you're not good enough. Guess what? You've been here before. So you are. Lolita, there's other bigger, bolder people that are going up for this speaking opportunity. Are you sure? Like, I don't know. Lolita, you've been here before. You're a TEDx speaker. Get it together. Right? Mm-hmm. Giving myself reminders of why that is a false narrative and recreating the narrative that I own that is my own, which is why I go back to what we talked about first. The key is knowing the foundation that you stand upon. And to me, for me, it is my core values, it is my faith, and it is my strengths, which is why it's imperative that we know what our strengths are as well as how we demonstrated them so that when these things come, and they're trying to cloud our way, we know already that we have the narrative because we've demonstrated it. Absolutely. So you know that that's not true. And you can shake it off. You can look to the left and your right. You grab your courage from right there and you walk into that face of fear because we know that it's false. It's not our narrative. It's something that our mind wants to play a trick on. But I already know that that's not true. So we walk past that.
And our brains are wired to keep us safe. And to keep us small because they want to protect us. I mean, it actually is a gift in the fact that it wants to keep us from danger. But yes. We need to look at it and go, okay, is this true? Is this really true? And this belief might have served me in the past, but it's not serving me anymore. So I can let it go. I'd love to know, what is your biggest lesson in life?
Ooh, that's a good one too. My biggest lesson in life, that's great. It has to be one that my daddy taught me because I'm a daddy's girl. He is no longer with us. He's been deceased for 7 years. But the power of choice. As I was growing up, he and my mother always told us that choices are what you make them. And you own your choice. If you decide to go left and that left didn't make it out the way that you wanted it to, it was a choice that you made. And everywhere we end is a choice that we've had. Unless you're in, I'm talking not if you're in a situation where you're not able to get out. I'm not talking about you being kidnapped or anything like that. I'm talking about the choices that we make of free will, right? The choices that we make of free will, they are choices. And I have the power to say no. And that's what I've always been taught. Saying no is really saying yes to you. And you need to revere that space because it's yours. When you're no longer here, what will people say about you? It is about the choices that you have made and the impact that you have chosen to leave on the world.
And I have a daughter that is like a perfectionist and she's so afraid to make mistakes.
Yeah.
But I always tell her, so try it. If it doesn't work, just make a different choice next time. You can still turn and change the direction at any given moment, right? Mm-hmm. So, but I know that there's some people struggling in our audience and it, with life and their circumstances right now. What advice or encouragement would you give them if they're just in a very low place?
Absolutely. I would remind folks that are out there that you're not alone. We're not alone. We've each felt at a low where we feel as though we can't go anymore, or we feel as though there's so much burden that is sitting on our left and right shoulder, where we feel as though we can't be it all for everyone. And you might be in a dark space. So what I say to that person is, one, you're not alone. Two, God has you here for a unique purpose. And you got to know that the folks that you surround yourself with make a difference. And I would encourage them to find light. There is light. Just look ahead. And when you see that light, gravitate toward that light. I would say, watch the words that you are saying aloud to yourself about yourself. Right? You said it yourself, is that it all starts at the foundation of you. Absolutely. And when we choose to rediscover ourselves, then our confidence increases because our clarity is already there, right? We're getting clear who we're becoming. And I just talked to this woman before I called, and she was saying, I just don't know who I am. And I said, well, let me challenge you. I believe from our conversation, you know exactly who you are. You are, and I'll use you, Honor J. Garrett, you know exactly who you are. What's happening, it sounds like, is that you are rediscovering, you're exploring more of you, and that's okay. I am Honor. I'm great at what I do, but I'm exploring. And I'm exploring more of me because I realize there's more in me. What if I go to the crevice over here and dig a little bit out? What if I restart that poetry? What if I start writing again? What if I say that I loved horseback riding? Why don't I do that? I haven't done this in 18 years. Why don't I take myself on a date? What if you explore the endless possibilities that are you? So what I say to that person who might be struggling is that you're standing right here. You are beyond your circumstance. Your circumstance does not define who you are. See the light. Surround yourself with people who are very positive and watch the words you say to yourself. So now you are reframing and rebuilding, re-nurturing this person that is you.
That's beautiful. I mean, mic drop. I feel like I've already had like a great session. You're so powerful. Tell our audience, because I think I know you have a podcast, but you also have a retreat coming up. Would you want to tell us a little bit about that and how people could get involved if they want?
I would love to. So thank you for the opportunity. Yes. So you can find all things me at lolitawalker.com. It's LOLITA walker.com. And the coolest thing too is right on the front page is the Be Free Creed. You can download it. Don't even have to scroll anymore. Just download if you like it. Okay. Because so many people ask me for it. I say it so much. And I'm like, download right there. You can have it because it's so powerful. The other thing is, yes, I do have a podcast. It is Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. You can find it on any platform. So if you like this right here, you're going to love Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. You're going to love it. The last thing I'll share, thank you so much, is every year, twice a year, I do a Women's Weekend Renewal Retreat, and I love it. It is for busy women. It's only 12 women that are able to come because I believe in intimacy. I believe in making sure that I can actually get to everybody individually. I believe in other experts being able to pour into you, and I believe in you feeling the power in your pause. So what that looks like is you show up. It's 4 days, all inclusive. You show up, take care of the rest. We have a chef that is there. We do mindfulness moments. You talk about fear, you talk about limiting beliefs, I'm pulling them out. There'll be some tears, but there'll be some celebrations. We're going to eat well. We're going to drink well. Whatever you drink, water, tea, something stronger, whatever you have, we're going to make sure that we are bonding in a way that when you leave, you not only are clear on your vision, okay? You're not only clear on your vision, but you're walking away with a plan. You're walking away with accountability, and you're walking away this time with a clear story, because I have Dominique Murphy coming this time, who's a 3-time Emmy award-winning journalist, and she's going to be helping us to pull out our story once we're starting to get clear, and I love it. It's going to be so good. It's life shifting. Wow.
That is, I'm excited. I can't wait to go look in more into that. And I wanted to tell everybody that I will have all of you, Lolita's information underneath whatever platform, if it's my podcast, whether it's YouTube, all of her information will, you can also connect with her through that. So what's next on the horizon for you? I mean, you're always encouraging people to dream big. And do you have a vision for what you're going to do next?
Of course. I always have a vision of more. And, you know, it's so interesting. I was in a room the other day and I said, listen, everybody, I want you to share your what's next? What's on the horizon? And I said, what's on the horizon for me that I am manifesting and I can absolutely see is a meeting with, I want to be with Robin Roberts. I'm very specific. I want to be on Good Morning America with Robin Roberts because she is the epitome of strength in my estimation. Like, she is power, passion, and purpose in a different type of way. Like, that woman is all of that and more. I could tell you a million reasons why. So with Robin Roberts, I want to be interviewed on Good Morning America with her only, I know. And then I want to have some lunch by myself. And then I want to go meet Oprah and sit in a garden. And I want to have a conversation about the power within. And exactly what we're talking about right now, exactly about unleashing the endless possibilities. So now we can shift to a renewed action. So that is what I see. And then after that, I'm adding on one more. After that, I can see a stage that is sold out, beginning a tour of speaking. Think Tony Robbins, think Lolita E. Walker. Woo!
Love it. Okay, if that doesn't inspire everybody out there to start creating your own vision and to dream big, stop getting out of that small, if only this. Think of things that you would have never imagined that are just only in your dreams because they can happen. And Lolita, I'd love to end each podcast with the same question for each guest. This podcast is called the Honor It All Podcast. So what are you choosing to honor today?
Oh, that's so juicy. Today, I am honoring my grandmother. My grandmother's 90 years young. Wow. And she's here. And I'm honoring her because sometimes as you grow older, if folks have never been with anyone who's aged, is that folks start to lose their confidence, right? We talked about clarity, confidence, and commitment. When your clarity or your confidence begins to dwindle down and how you show up is really insecure. And sometimes she has her insecure moments because she doesn't want to be a burden. And to be honest with you, it's in those moments that actually shifted my second book. My second book that I'm writing now is 43 letters and poems for really to help to shift you to a better you. And it started because there was this one day where she was just so insecure and her limiting beliefs were coming out of her mouth so strongly. And I just couldn't believe what I was hearing because this is my grandmother who's been strong for 90 years. Like, who are you, woman? And she believed them so much. And I wrote a poem called Dear Black Girl. And I said, you know what? I wish that people could pick up a book and feel the emotion that's in it. So there's things like Dear Contagious Vulnerability or Dear Fear or, you know, all of those letters, but in poetry. And that is what I'm hearing today is my grandma, because today she had a moment. And after we talk, actually, I'm going to go down and read her that poem again.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. What a perfect way to complete this episode with the talented and inspiring Lolita Walker. Thank you so much. And until next time, remember, we are not promised tomorrow. So be present today. It is a gift, and take time to honor it all. Thank you, Lolita.
Thank you. This has been so amazing. I appreciate the time.